about the fight for equal pay. It's the 40th anniversary of the Equal Pay Act that many of your listeners will remember, with Barbara Castle, who features in the show. And the irony is that it's not just about women. As with most Micron shows, there's always another side to this. So we do tell the story of the fictional factory worker owner, who these things did put serious threat on a lot of industry. However, it needed to change. You had men and women in the 70s doing exactly the same job on vastly different wages. And we were approached by the TUC and the Union Learn, which is, an arm of the TUC, to tell this story, because it's something that Micron do very well. You know, we've done shows on suffrage, we've done shows on farming, we've done shows on canals and motorways, and that's what we do, is tell stories that wouldn't necessarily be told. So it is, it's set against the backdrop of the 60s and the 70s and the 80s, which is relatively contemporary for Micron, because we're often in that kind of Victorian era. It's the same Micron formula, in the sense of live music, all original songs, telling those stories. We get a visit from the Iron Maiden, Iron Lady, sorry, Freudian slip there. It's about these people were heroes. I mean, there was a lot of ladies that were putting their families' livelihoods at risk by fighting these cases. If they didn't work, they didn't get paid, and if they didn't get paid, they couldn't feed the children. There's some amazing, amazing stories that came out of the research. Mm. And it's a national, it's national importance. We deal a lot with Ford Dagenham. There was a big case in Hull with fish packers, with the fish that came off the trawlers. There was a story in Northern Ireland about, hospital cleaners, sorry. And, this happened. And, we've actually opened this show up in Huddersfield, and we had some ladies that were fighting an equal pay case with our local council. And it's really, really raw and still going on. That's the other thing. We're still not there. There's a massive, massive pay gap with a lot of, if you take into account, issues with maternity and all those sorts of things. So it's a contemporary piece, but, in dealt with in the history of the story, like we always do.
So then the 7th of June is Pedal Power at the Hearty Goodfellow in Southall, and I'm liking the idea that people can, less than a week, see two different shows from the Micron Theatre Company, one literally by the canal side in the Victoria Hotel in Beeston on the 3rd of June, and then this one in Southall, which, whilst it doesn't have a canal, is still a delightful picturesque place to be.
Yeah.
And the Hearty Goodfellow, well known for fine beers and ciders. So.
Absolutely. That's how we book our venues, by the way. If we're looking for new venues, we go through the Good Beer Guide. That's our first stop, because they're the kind of places that will more than likely have us. It's great.
Pedal Power, what's this then?
Yeah, Pedal Power. The tagline says it all, really. Freewheeling through cycling history with the wind at its back. It's a great yarn. It zips through 150 years of cycling history. We did it in 2004 for 1 year, this show, and we've had a rewrite and a rework of it. And it roots itself in two times. So we've got the contemporary story of a small family business that's a bike shop closing down due to pressures of, larger supermarkets and shops and things. And then also we then have the story of the Clarion cyclists, who were an amazingly wonderful, batty group of people who decided that they would cycle around the country and also spread their quite leftish socialist propaganda. And, like you say, it's political with a small p. We tell a story of what they did rather than preach it. And it works really, really well. It's a lovely, lovely piece with, again, great original music, some really funny scenes based around bikes and tandems. And also there's a huge amount of pathos with the contemporary story that, this family, what are they going to do? Are they going to pass it down to the generations, or do the children not want it? So there's quite a lot going on there, as with all our shows. Mm. And it's just a great yarn as well. It's just great fun, really well received 6 years ago. So.
And are there real bikes involved in this production? Or is it a lot of miming of pedalling?
We don't tow bikes, because, again, touring by boat, if you were to tow five or six bikes, would be impossible. But we do have bike bits and theatrical tricks.
Right.
To evoke those.